Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Right now, let's hand it over to Kevin Turner for a mystery segment that he has demanded our full attention on.
Today's May 13th, 2019. On May 13th, 2013, it was my first day with the Ben and Skin Show, and the Ben and Skin Show's return to 105.3 The Fan. So
yes!
6 years. Happy 6 years, boys. And, you know, there's a lot of great broadcasting that's happened.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I tried it every day. Just have the eye of the tiger.
You do a great job, Ben.
Thank you, man. Kevin?
Skin, you want to weigh in?
No.
But there's also been some, you know, I don't like calling them mistakes. I find it to be more like really good radio.
Okay. That's one way to describe it.
But we'll just start here while we're having a little fun. One of my favorite moments, I think, was the time Skin, you know, we're back to The Fan. You know, the website is 1053thefan.com, and Skin didn't quite know the website. I thought this was pretty good.
You can just go to 1053.com, 1053.com, The Fan's, well, I'm sorry, 1053thefan.com.
Start this over.
Can you reboot?
Hi, Brendan. That's what happens when you jam without copy.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Get in a bad spot.
So if you can't tell, we're about to have a little fun. And this is for all, especially dedicated to the really good Ben and Skin Show listeners. But of course, all Tolos.
Yes.
Just a little gift of a segment here because this is us screwing up.
Shout out all area Tolos.
But screwing up doesn't always mean screwing up. Screwing up can mean something awesome. For instance, now if someone sees us and they say, hey, where are you from? They go, I'm from Fort Worth. Why do they say it like that? Well, here's the genesis of Fort Worth being said like that.
Let's go to Sandra in Fort Worth, representing Fort Worth. What's up, Sandra? Thought I had a nickname for Fort Worth. I really didn't have one.
Funky Town.
You just grunted Fort Worth.
Hey, Sandra. Fort Worth. Sandra, hold on. Would you mind if we started over with you?
I didn't know if I just didn't know if there was a nickname for Fort Worth that I really liked. And
I like what you went with.
And I think now I've renamed an entire community, and I think they like it. I think they appreciate it. So shout out to my peoples in Fort Worth.
They look at themselves better.
You should get the key to the city in Fort Worth.
I don't know how I don't already have the key to the city.
Doesn't Michael Vick have the one here in Dallas for some reason? It's kind of weird when that happened.
I think he does.
They got to change the locks, man. There's so many keys floating around.
We go back to Skin.
I'll take it.
Doing a little Coleman hot tub spot back in the day.
You can also check them out online at Coleman. I'm sorry, Coleman. You can check them out online. It's Coleman Bright Ideas for Your Home. Or you can ColemanBackyards.com.
Coleman Backyard. Are you all right?
What are you
doing?
I'm not doing well, Ben, but Coleman's doing great.
That sold a hot tub.
Check out this just moment of defeat from Skin.
Oh, Ben, back to you.
All right.
Oh, man.
Ben, you, I mean, won a prestigious honor for the Ben and Skin Show. I was off air for this one. This is more of just a Ben and Skin interview here. As they interview former President of the United States, George W. Bush. Ben had a question for George.
Well, can I just set this up too and say, okay, so I was very nervous about interviewing President Bush. I think that's probably the biggest guest we've ever had.
Right? Either him or Dirt.
Yeah. Either one.
They both have keys to the city.
Or Michael Young. We've had him on a bit, and Travis. But he's definitely top four.
Lana.
You guys had Sean Kelly on when I was gone, right?
Yeah. And so I wanted to put in a little bit of work. And so I reached out to Eric Nadel like that day. And Eric was, well, yes, you need to ask him about this. But I misunderstood what he was saying and I botched it. So you'll hear me ask a question with good intentions. I thought I had some good inside information, but I misunderstood what Eric was telling me. Hey, we've got to ask you about this as well. We were tipped off that you might have a good story in this regard. back when you were, you know, an owner of the Texas Rangers, you took lessons to learn how to speak Spanish to interact with Juan Gonzalez and Pudge Rodriguez. Is that accurate?
No.
No.
He didn't want to add anything to that.
The best part of that was...
Nope.
He destroyed me. He dunked on me. He didn't add anything to it. He just said, nope.
Nope.
And then before the interview was over, he went, I got a question for you, Skin. You're a very interesting guy. Tell me about yourself.
Something like that.
That was the weirdest moment ever because we had very specific instructions about, hey, address these former president. Sure. You address him a certain way and, you know, want to make sure we're not going into some dangerous topics. So I felt like we had executed the interview, and it is very weird to hear the president go, say that. I got a question for you, Skin. You're like, God, I didn't even know if he knew he was talking to guys named Ben and Skin. I didn't know if he was just, I'm doing radio with people.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It's pretty awesome because after that, he started listening all the time and texting us all the time. Yeah. So he's a big time listener.
What's up, W?
He always texts in directly and on the AutoFlex Leasing fan text.
He's hoping to win that cool G coming up here at 415.
I did want to celebrate Shippy because Shippy came on board, I believe, 2015, Shippy. When Brendan passed.
Yep.
And so here's just a little a quick tribute to Shippy.
Hut, hut, hike! Thank you very much, Skin. Coach, as a former head coach and a very successful one at that, do you find yourself when you're watching others, coach, do you find yourself having a hard time to kind of distance yourself as a coach? Do you watch as a spectator, or are you able, or are you kind of watching the game, thinking about what you would do in those certain scenarios?
Well, I tell you, I don't really like to watch the game on TV.
Okay, that's Shippy and former Falcons head coach Mike Smith. Now, we go to a snort. A snort from Jeff Skin Wade.
Get it. I'm so wanting to vote for Michael Jackson, but man, when I went into my alternative rock phase, it was because of The Edge and Larry Mullins Jr. and Boner and those guys. Huh? So I'm going to take...
Wait, what was that? Did you just snort? Can we pull that, please? So I'm going to vote.
Oh, man.
How many decks of cards am I shuffling there?
Now, when this show's, when I joined the show in 2013, on this day, 6 years ago, you guys weren't wearing glasses. You guys were not wearing your readers. I think this is kind of what started the idea of you guys getting your readers is Ben was looking at the call screener. We had a call from a guy named Rusty was calling in, and Ben didn't quite see it right.
All right, let's go to Busty. Busty on line six.
Rusty.
I think it's Rusty. Rusty.
Hey, guys, it's me, Busty.
Rusty. Rusty in North Richland Hills.
They're big.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up?
I really wanted to talk to Busty more.
I like the idea that she starts a call off with, look at these things.
Yeah, that was the... I had been fighting the need to get glasses. I didn't realize how bad my eyesight had become. And that was it. That was the last straw. I went and got glasses like the next day.
Hey, an R does look like a B. I support that.
Now, we also had to cover, we cover all these sports stories that we cover. One of the big stories we covered was when the Cowboys signed Michael Sam.
Oh, we cover Mizzou big time.
And he was, the big story about Michael Sam is that he was a gay man. And Ben had some analysis.
Right now, we're talking about the big story of the day. University of Missouri defensive end Michael Sam could be the first, he will be the first openly sexual player, homosexual player in the NFL. There's several openly sexual players.
Irvin was the most open sexual player of all time. Right. Michael Irvin.
Again, just getting nervous because it's such a delicate topic, trying to get it right. Totally botch it. Instead of saying... bisexual, just openly sexual.
Now, a couple of missteps from Skin here. This is just discussing some Rangers, a player and a Ranger executive. Here's the first one, Skin, just introducing a former, or discussing a former Ranger player.
This is great.
Ian Kinsler. We've talked about this before.
Goodness.
I have absolutely zero recollection of that happening. I mean, we've played on the show a million times. Did I have a stroke?
I think so.
I mean, let's hear that again.
It sounds like a stroke.
Ian Kinsler.
Okay, and how does that?
I don't remember that at all.
How does that compare to the time you're interviewing Thad Levine?
Ranger assistant GM Thad Levine joining us now on Ben's birthday celebration.
That right there is more of I'm wound up and I'm I got some places I want to go and I'm resetting while I go there. So I know what I'm doing there. The Kinsler thing, I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, the Kinsler thing could have been a minor stroke.
Ian Kinsler.
The Thad Levine thing was like a guy running around in socks on freshly waxed floors, and you were just trying to change direction, and you were just your feet were going.
Now, it's also we need to relive the time Ben gets something in his throat.
Oh no!
While interviewing Stephen Jones,
and Stephen, speaking of Tony, you know when you guys come back from the bye week, you got the Sunday night game against the Giants, and then Philly on Thanksgiving. So it's two games in 5 days. Any special plans to make sure Romo's healthy for two games in five?
Two games in such a short span.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we'll certainly monitor how he's feeling.
Stephen, thanks for taking the time to jump on, man. Enjoy your bye week, and we'll certainly catch up with you next week, man.
Hey, great being on, guys.
Thanks, man. Sorry to stick the landing on that.
I don't know what happened.
Dude.
Boy, you could have left me out to dry by just being quiet right there.
God. I'd like to apologize to the listener for not letting Ben flap in the wind there.
Greatest teammate of all time right there. Listen to that save. That was awesome.
Any special plans to make sure Romo's healthy for two games in five?
Two games in such a short span?
Let's go lightning around here. This one actually happened last week.
I don't believe you. Man, we have an action-packed 5 o'clock hour with a special guest in studio. It's Paige. Paige. I'm melting down. Happened? Paige Spiranak, who is here for the Byron Nelson.
That's my best work as a broadcaster.
That's a lot of things.
Paige Spage Apari star. Gulp.
It's Paige. I'm sorry. Start. Gulp.
Now, Ben, here's a word that's given you trouble over the years.
Well, if that's the case, if he was that vital and pivotal,
yes!
Pivotal.
I don't know why. Always add a taboo.
I always love this story, Ben, about something you're doing for your wife for Mother's Day.
Pivotal. This weekend for Mother's Day, I decided to take my wife out to a hotel and let her sleep in, get a massage or whatever, facial, and
that's kind of a surprise.
It's more of a Father's Day thing. So we're at a nice hotel.
Oh, so good.
Brendan is so tickled in the background.
So good. Okay, two
That's
more.
Awesome.
Two more. I know we gotta go. Skinner's trying to say the phrase "undisclosed fine."
Don Jones probably got the worst of it. He tweeted "horrible" and "OMG," and he's been ordered to pay an undisclosed phone, and he's barking. fine. Fine. Sorry.
Did you have a stroke?
I might have had a stroke.
An undisclosed phone.
An undisclosed fine.
Where's your henchman? Dave Barnett situation.
Yeah, this is crazy.
It did get dark.
Wow. And that's why Brendan got fired.
Yeah. And lastly, the time Ben didn't quite know that this running back died.
Oh, no.
They're having Barry Sanders 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Sweet. And then Emmett Smith at 7:15 on Thursday.
And Friday, Walter Payton, I hear.
God, man.
Come on. Really?
He's dead.
Oh.
Breaking news.
I'm just finding this out. It's terrible news.
About a decade ago, Walter Payton passed away.
Oh, no. Yeah. This is terrible.
Yeah. Now my nervous laughter is making it worse.
Why are you laughing about it?
Quit laughing at sweetness, Ben.
I feel really bad. You used to love the 85 Bears, dude.
God. All right. That's when I asked you guys to let me know who all's dead every day before we go on the air.
Doris Day passed away today.
I saw that.
97.
I saw that.
So that's some of that. At 6:20, I've got more of a train going completely off the rails.
Badass. Great job, KT.
Yeah, well done, KT. The 6-year anniversary of the Ben and Skin Show being back on 105.3
Happy birthday,
the fan
guys.
The birth of Kevin KT Turner joining us here as well.